Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Lynn Neary, and with me, of course, is Rob Sachs with today's topic, which is
bad habits. You know, Lynn, we have a lot of things that we do all the time, like nail biting or teeth grinding, or even addictions to things like playing video games. And I admit, I was minorly obsessed with Ms. Pac-Man for some time. But Lynn, there's a solution to conquering your bad habits. Do you know what that is?
I don't. What is it?
It's hypnosis.
You mean like a guy standing over you with a watch, dangling a watch in front of you and trying to hypnotize you?
No, then. That's the Hollywood version of hypnosis. Today's hypnotists are more like New Age motivational speakers. Here's a guy. His name is Frederick Premji, and he's the founder of I Need Motivation Incorporated. You can find it on the web. And here he describes what he does.
It is simply relaxation therapy. That's the best way to explain it. You know, logical and motivation induced within a relaxing environment.
Now, how does it work exactly?
Well, Lynn, a lot of it is about finding the right sound and convincing people that they have to change their ways. You know, I actually am a teeth grinder myself, apart from being video game obsessed, that I overcame that. But anyway, I talked to Frederick about what kind of voice I would need to stop grinding my teeth. Would you try to calm but assertive, like, Rob, stop grinding your teeth?
It's not that slow, but it is a commanding voice.
Right now, you are free. Free from this habit. Free for good.
So you see, Lynn, it's very commanding, but it's also, you know, I'm relaxed, but someone's telling me in a very commanding tone, be free.
I feel like I'm listening to a Bela Lugosi movie.
Well, you know, that's the thing. The way it works is that it's not just having someone tell you something. It's having it penetrate your deeper inner consciousness by being in that relaxed state. So what Frederick wanted to note to me, it's not just putting you into a trance.
I mean, it's not repeating the same things over and over. What it does is that it uses logic.
See, it's giving you persuasive arguments. Now, take this, for instance. This is like a nail-biting one, which would be good for my father and wife to learn about.
You will keep your fingers as far away from your mouth. The farther, the better.
Now that you heard about Frederick's techniques and maybe you know a little about the relaxation and that thing, I'm wondering, is there any bad habit that you have you might want to conquer? Maybe we can try a little bit relaxation therapy, hypnotism type thing here.
Oh, you're going to do it now?
Well, I've brought some Yanni along with us, so I thought that might put us in a relaxing mood.
Should we try the nail biting? I mean, this is something I have bitten my nails my whole life.
All right. Well,
or did we already do that?
Well, I was thinking something like radio-related, like, you know, afraid of plosives. That's the pee popping.
Oh, yeah, that's a serious one.
Maybe you're afraid that the microphone will spontaneously combust or something like that.
I'm afraid of directors, Rob.
You're afraid of directors? Okay, that's a good one. So let's cue up some Yanni music and get into the mood first. All right, there we go. I'm feeling it.
I'm relaxing.
Now, Lynn, I just want you to think about directors, particularly directors that are good looking. And I want you just to be calm, and I want you to realize they're out there trying to help you. They're not trying to make you look silly on the air. And when they point at you, they're telling you, I want to hear your voice, because your voice is what makes radio happen. And that's a good thing.
You know, Rob, I'm glad to know that there's a way for me to conquer all my fears and get over all my bad habits now.
Well, I'm glad that you are now exposed to the beauty of hypnotism to try to conquer these bad habits.
Well, Rob, thanks for that very much. And you've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And hey, Lynn, can I just play one more clip for you? This is How to Conquer Messiness. This is from Frederick. Yeah.
Tidiness is very important for you. It is a big reason for your well-being. That's right.
That's right, Lynn. It's a good reason for your well-being.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.